Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
In the summer of 1968, American audiences were confronted with one of the most bizarre, mind-boggling series of all time, The Prisoner. This was no ordinary series, for it dared to probe the boundaries of what television's potential could be. More than 20 years after its initial broadcast, people are still wondering and debating, what is The Prisoner? Week after week, the program's main character, known only as Number 6, was held against his will on a strange, beautiful island known only as The Village.
Be seeing you.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You don't get it. By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
Crap, bullshit, fuck, fucking liar.
Fucking hell.
The fuck's fucking beautiful, shit bastard. This shit fucked up. Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
What the fuck?
Fucking hell. Piss off, shit, man.
Bow, jingle.
Give it to me, baby. Confess.
Oh, Dad, I'm your baby, Dad. Yo, your baby something, Daddy.
Confess. The bones is yours, Dad. They came from you, my daddy. Confess!
Okay, my daddy, I love this clip from a Husk's Half Hour.
Give it to me, baby!
Alright, so my mate sent me a clip from The Prisoner at work. He said, "Ah, man, I'm having a day like this." And it's the clip where this bloke, someone's arguing with McGugan, and then they're just like, in The Prisoner, they kind of have discussions on just completely different wavelengths. He'll like go, "Who are you?" And the other one will say, "Who do you work for? Are you number six? I'm not a number, I'm a man. Where are we? You won't get it." And then they have this argument, basically, with the McGugan counting to five, saying there's no number six. Another bloke going, "There is a number six. There, tell me, say number six. Say it. Tell me now." So I thought, well, Allah, I love The Prisoner. Let's have a Prisoner special episode. So I've been on YouTube snouting about the clips, and I've got a collection for you here. Obviously, it's not as good as watching it, because they look ridiculous as well. And you can see McGugan just prattling about being odd in it, which is good. The words are even funny enough, and there's a load of dodgy songs on there as well, so I've hoiked them off, and we're going to put them together and see what we got. Here's a jingle!
The Husk. Okay, now, boys and girls, you're in for a treat. This is pure Prisoner sexy magic. Oh, this is sexy time in the Prisoner camp. Oh, yeah, baby. Just so insane that it's poetry in a kind of crazy way. It starts off, the prisoner goes into this room and finds this kind of fat guy playing the piano with these weird sunglasses on and a mortarboard hat with classic prisoner attire. He's let into the room with a little midget who knocks on the door with an umbrella. Oh, yes, sir. You know this is good. Then he starts off being told off like a naughty schoolboy, saying he's talking in class. And he goes, you know who did it? No, sir. Yes, you do. No, I don't, sir. Bonkers. So then he says, you are a fool. No, you're a rat. He says rat. The dude jumps up. I'm a rat. No, sir, I'm a fool. Then he says, I'm going to give you 6 of the best. He said, no, give me 12, so I'll remember. And then they go into the other room. And then you see number 6, McGugan, on this rocking horse. And he's saying, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, pop goes the weasel. And I love it. That was sent in by Mr. C. This prompted me to do this episode because I just love the craziness of the prisoner. If anyone can tell me what the fucking hell it's about, please enlighten me. Because it seems like they're all going mad.
Come in. Take off your hat in my presence.
Sorry, sir.
You were talking in class.
Yes, sir.
You refused to admit it.
I wasn't, sir.
You know who was?
Yes, sir.
Who was it? This is the 9th day since the incident. You have been in my study every morning at this time, and you still refuse to cooperate. Today is your last chance. Wasn't you?
Yes.
You know who it was?
Yes, sir.
Who was it? That is cowardice.
That's honor, sir.
We don't talk about such things.
You should teach it, sir.
You're a fool.
Yes, sir. Not a rat.
A rat?
Rat.
I'm a rat.
No, sir. I'm a fool. Not a rat.
Society.
Yes, sir.
Society is a place where people exist together.
Yes, sir.
That is civilization.
Yes, sir.
The lone wolf belongs to the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
You must not grow up to be a lone wolf.
No, sir.
You must conform.
Yes, sir.
It is my sworn duty to see that you do conform.
Yes, sir.
You will take 6.
6.
Of the best.
I'm not guilty, sir.
10.
12.
What?
12, sir. So that I can remember.
Salem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6, 5, 6,
people.
Protect.
People don't protect.
Protect
you.
Other pop.
Protect other
pop.
People.
Why? Pop.
Why?
Why pop?
Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Pop.
Pop.
Pop. Why?
Pop. Goes the weasel. Half a
why?
Pound
why?
Of
why?
Right.
Why?
Half
why?
A pound of
why?
That's the way the money is.
Why?
Why? Half a pound of
why? Pop.
Pop.
Why? Pop.
Pop.
Why? Pop.
Pop.
Why?
Pop.
Why?
Pop.
Now here is something else.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling.
We want information.
Information.
six. Come in not in a eight. The circles you never leave it, cause you're lyrically equipped. When me come, that's all I'm talking. Come here like a magnet. I wanna be free, free. I don't wanna be number six.
Out my comedy.
Let's have a look at some of the episodes of The Prisoner. We'll go from 1 to 4 first. I'm just reading the back of the little CD box, DVD box thing. Firstly, they live in The Village. It doesn't have a name, it's called The Village. Now that is quite scary enough. You're thinking village, local. And he starts to explore, McGugan starts to explore all things such as phone calls, maps and taxis are only local. He's shown around the village by number two. God, number two explains the information he's had is priceless and he wants to know why he resigned. Welcome to your new home, number six. And what a kind of weird nightmare that would be if you just woke up and then said you're number six now. You're like, what? What? Yeah, and everyone else has got numbers. No names. That's going to be a bastard remembering it. That in itself is going to make it pretty tricky. And then as they're all dressed like bloody freaks and going around doing freakish things, that's making it worse. Episode 2, The Chimes of Big Ben. He gets a new neighbour, and she tells him the village is on the Baltic. To cover their escape plans, they enter the village arts and crafts exhibition competition. His entry is called Escape, and it's their inspiration for the plan to get back to London. How weird is that alone? I know, we need to escape. We'll hide it by entering the arts and crafts competition, because no one will think that we'll escape on a piece of art. A, B, and C. The new number two uses a powerful drug to tap into number six's subconscious to discover why he resigned. Over the 3 nights, he encounters A, B, and C in separate circumstances, unknown to number two. Number six has realised what's happened and gets his dreams to prove that he's not selling out. How on earth do you do that? How do you think of that? That's a genius move. I'll get my dreams to prove I'm innocent. What? No, free-for-all. It's election time in the village. And number two needs to be elected, and number six persuaded to stand. Number two decides that number six must undergo, in quotes, the test. Number six sets out his election campaign with many promises to his voters, but his aim is to discover who number one is. Though it's all crazy shit, their lives do seem a lot simpler.
Jingle!
Gee-oof, gee-oof. Don't never feed a dwarf. They will bite you. Gee-oof. They'll probably try and leap on your face and bite, punch, spit there. Plus, they're always up to no good. I never really met a dwarf, but I've seen a lot of films.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
For official purposes, everyone has a number. Yours is number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Is this what they did to you? Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after?
In your heads must still be the remnant of a brain.
In your hearts must still be the desire to be a human being again.
This is a most serious breach of etiquette.
Offending epileptics and mentally ill, who cares? If they come after you, if they're epileptic, just shine a flashing light, they'll be on the floor, disco dancing, and you can make your getaway.
Right, here is a classic piece of prisoner. First you have McGugan barking out some crap, just talking violently at people, and he finishes that, comes back to his apartment, and for some reason there's a new maid there. And then she, all of a sudden, starts speaking some made-up bullshit language. And then you're thinking, oh my God, what the fuck's this? And he just starts doing it as well. Starts talking back in a made-up language, which she understands, and they all just start going crazy. Beautiful stuff. In fact, he just takes it all badly, gets in his little golf buggy, drives off, goes down the road to see a load of people chanting, six, six, six. He does a right turn and runs into a big house. The crazy maid is chasing him, waving friendly and frantically. The people have billboards with his face on. Then number two comes up in this kind of weird umbrella, looks at him knowingly. He goes, fuck, runs off into the water, jumps into a boat and tries to bloody drive off whilst being chased by a helicopter. Now, if you tell me that's what you expect, you're a fucking liar.
The community can rest assured that their interests are very much my own and that anything I can do to maintain the security of the citizens will be my primary objective, be seeing you.
Although you've only been here a short time, my dear, there's only one thing to learn, and it can be learned very quickly. Obey the rules, and we will take good care of you. Try it.
Intai pasna.
Be seeing you.
Intai pasna.
Try it!
Intai pasna.
Lie is it. Azun.
Lai is it zona.
Seeing you.
Woo! Top deck. Placebo effect. One top deck. You're like, whoa, I am smashed. Woo!
You defied my instructions to come here. We have things to discuss about the girl you murdered.
Oh, never mind the girl. I want to talk about you.
You're wasting your time. Many have tried.
Amateurs.
You're professional. A professional sadist? Light blue. Fearless. Or are you? Each man has his breaking point, you know. And you are no exception. You react. Are you afraid of me? What is going on up there? Disgust. You think you're strong? We'll see. Du must amboss oder hammer sign. You must be anvil or hammer.
I see you know your getter.
And you see me as the anvil?
Precisely. I am going to hammer you. Number two. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, everything's under control. No, sir, no problems. Assistance? Oh, no, sir, I can manage. Yes, sir, of course. Be seeing you.
You were saying something about a hammer?
Get out.
Thank you very much.
I'll break you, number six.
Yes. Give me the supervisor.
I am not a number. I am a person.
And this person enjoys funny clips like this.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered.
Obey the rules, and we will take good care of you. Obey the rules, and we will take good care of you.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered.
Obey the rules, and we will take good care of you.
Yes. Right like that. Go to sock. Time. The light. Like the message. Then you went and gone.
Why?
Give it to me, baby.
That's it.
Give me the rest.
Give all you want. Give. That's it.
That's it.
And take.
That's it.
Takes all you want.
That's it.
Take.
That's it.
Take.
Take this husk's half hour.
Right, episodes 5 to 8. The Schizoid Man. That in itself is going down a weird... But just the name of the episode. But look at this. How fucked up is this, man? Number 6 wakes up one morning in a different village apartment and discovers things have changed. His new appearance has become left-handed and has different taste in foods. He is no longer number 6, but number 12. Fucking hell. Oh, that just must twist your noggin. All the people taking drugs and watching this must have been floating up amongst the clouds. A doppelganger of number 6 has been brought into the village in an attempt to crack him. A bruised fingernail is the only clue to help the real number 6. Oh, the general. Speed learner subliminal process for educating the population of the village. Developed by professor with the aid of the unseen general. The general is a computer. Fucking hell. Oh, many happy returns. Brilliant. Number 6 wakes to a deserted village. He realises the perfect opportunity to escape. See, he just wakes up one day, everyone's gone. He thinks, yes, this is normal, I'll just escape now. He gets onto a boat, escapes back to the south coast of England, gets back to London to find a Mrs. Butterworth living in his house. The next day is number 6's birthday. Mrs. Butterworth has a surprise planned for him. God, I love who thought these up, but just geniuses. Dance of the Dead, number 6. Discovers a dead man washed in the village. He finds a wallet and radio in the dead man's jacket. He hides the body in a cave and later tries the radio. Yeah, as you would do when these things come up. That's the thing I did the other day when I found a dead body up on the beach. Hid it in a cave. Used the radio. Number 6 later returns to the body and with a life belt and sets it afloat with a rescue note. Number 2 has been using... Oh, this bloke saw him, Dutton. Number 2 has been using him to obtain information on number 6, but thinks Dutton is expendable. Number 6 receives an invitation to the village carnival where he meets Peter Pan and Bo Peep. What? Lovely.
Whoa, whoa. Wait until you've heard the clip coming up and then laugh.
Where am I?
The Matrix.
Who is number 1?
I am.
Whose side are you on?
Concurrently, while your first question may be the most pertinent, you may or may not realize it is also the most irrelevant.
Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
What do you want?
You are here because Zion is about to be destroyed. Its every living inhabitant terminated, its entire existence eradicated.
You won't get it.
Interesting. That was quicker than the others.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
As you adequately put, the problem is choice. The Matrix is older than you know. I prefer counting from the emergence of one integral anomaly to the emergence of the next, in which case this is the 6th version.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
She drives me crazy. Ooh, ooh. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yes. Yippee. Let's go. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ooh, ooh.
This is like a kind of mix clip of lots of parts of the prisoner.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Information.
You won't get it.
Don't worry, number six. You'll be cured. I'll see to it. No more nightmares. If you have so much as a bad dream, you will come whimpering to tell it to me.
He can make even the act of putting on his dressing gown appear as a gesture of defiance.
He's no ordinary person, sir, but if I had a free hand...
They want me to make a deal with you. They want to know why you've resigned.
I am going to hammer you. You resigned? Why? Why prematurely? Why did you resign?
Why did you resign?
Why did you resign? So this is your wonder drug?
Yes. Three doses. That's the absolute limit. His mind is now yours. What do you want from it?
The left hand.
All set, then? Visual?
Orange alert. Orange alert.
Now, physical advantage of growing a mustache overnight?
No. In Haiti, we'd say he's stolen his soul. Now? You'll have an awful job convincing me that I am not your number six.
Always the professional. Started living the part already, eh? You think I'd forgotten we used to call you Flapjack Charlie?
Number six is dead.
What?
Destroyed.
We are in this prison for life, all of us. But I have met no one here who has committed a crime. I protest in a manner they cannot ignore.
It's hollowed out. It's packed with explosives. It will be detonated by radio.
Yes, you're just right.
Right for you.
You need some special coaching.
Perhaps you're fishing now. What's your price?
What am I selling?
I'm anxious to find out.
Do you know what I'd like?
Really like? That's you, Dan.
One thing, though. I cannot stand girls.
It's so wonderful to be with you.
Yeah.
It's a warm feeling.
What a cold night.
Blink!
Don't get head up, my dear fellow.
She will not go away, and she doesn't even speak English.
I don't want to end. I want you.
Don't do that.
What?
I've had a long walk on the beach. It's marvelous that time of day.
What's your number?
What?
Your number. What is it?
You will take six.
Six of the best.
Tell us, sir.
So that I can remember.
What are you doing here?
What is that going with you?
You have.
Who are you?
You're crazy.
Yes. About you.
You don't even know me.
Well, I know how I feel.
Who put you onto this?
And everybody's near in this place, far too near.
You think number six has fallen for it?
No, not yet.
But he will.
Number six.
Bastards. Shit. Ass. Knob. Twat. A hose pipe with a nozzle set onto power wash. Psh! Right in your face, councils. Fuck's sake. Well, let's go on.
Crap. Shit. Fuck. Fucking liar. Fucking hell. The fuck. Fucking beautiful shit. Bastard. This shit. Fucked up. Fucking hell. What the fuck? Fucking hell, piss off shit, man.
accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You fucking fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like
stop forcing my hand.
Honestly,
stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is the muck-ups.
Be seeing you will be my primary objective. Be seeing you.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Reactionary! Rebel!
Disharmonious!
Rebel!
Reactionary!
Rebel!
Disharmonious!
Rebel!
Reactionary!
Now, physical advantage of growing a moustache overnight?
The fuck's that about? Genius.
Well, yes.
Right like that. Got a sock.
Time.
The light.
Like the message.
Then you went and got.
Why?
Give it to me, baby.
That's it.
Give me the rest.
Give all you want, give. That's it.
That's it.
And take.
That's it.
Takes all you want.
That's it.
Take.
That's it.
Take.
Take.
It's happening all over the shop. They're playing the Beatles. They're uncovering people who are actually monkeys. They're singing them bones him, dry bones. It's just
Mercia McGugan. He goes, fuck. Runs off into the water, jumps into a boat, and tries to bloody drive off whilst being chased by a helicopter. McGugan.
Clouds. A doppelganger. Number six receives an invitation to the village carnival where he meets Peter Pan and Bo Peep. What? Lovely. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Number six is not himself. His mind is transformed in another man's body by the village authorities and sent to track down a scientist. What the fuck? And then...
Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. So.